Breakfast, Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Now, the anthems are on at the moment in this big pre-season game between Melbourne United and the LA Clippers. It's at the Staples Centre. It's the fourth pre-season game for the Clippers. So as soon as the anthems are over, we'll get the chairman of Melbourne United on to find out what happened at the chairman's lunch. Did he go to it?
Yeah, and Phoenix had another big win at the weekend over Brisbane too, so they're 2-0 now. What a great start for the new club.
I know.
And unbelievable.
And the Warriors won?
Let's say that word one more time. Unbelievable.
No, extraordinary.
Extraordinary. Yeah. And also, what were they playing on? What were the Vics in South Australia playing on?
A road. A baked road that just
about 12,000 runs up. Scored. I think about 11 wickets were taken.
Exactly right. 6 for 616, the Vics versus South Australia. 6 for 671, if you don't mind.
Tommy Cooper got amongst it, didn't he? 271 night out. What can you tell us about Tommy?
Tommy's a nice player.
He's
probably more known for his shorter form game, but he won't go any higher than this, Tom. Been around for a long time, but that would suggest that it was a very flat track. And when you see James Pattinson coming in bowling left arm off spin, as opposed to charging in off the long run, you know what we're dealing with. The Western United defeated Wellington.
They did.
Best up Risha.
Yep, 1-0. Great start for them too. Just on that, Maddison made a double ton. Mm-hmm. Pekowski made a ton. Carey made a ton over the weekend. Harris made a ton over the weekend. So there's some, and Warner made a ton, although he failed in the second innings. There's some batsmen that are very much in the frame, putting up some impressive scores, which is going to be a bit of a headache for selectors, would you not think?
It is, but the chairman of Melbourne United's on the line, so enough of that. Let's get over to Craig Hutchison, who's just, I don't know what he's doing. He's probably sitting next to the chairman of the LA Clippers at the moment. Archie, welcome. There's a big build-up for the chairman of Melbourne United, who's sitting at the Staples Centre waiting to watch his side take on the LA Clippers. Craig Hutchison, good morning and welcome.
Hello, guys. Hello, Tim. Sorry, very noisy at courtside post-national anthems, but yeah, really great to be here in a magnificent venue.
You pressing the flesh with all the heavy hitters from the LA Clippers?
Very humble, me, guys. You know how it works. Just very understated. It's a little bit unusual, actually, to have a pass. I feel a bit like giving a back, so I can see if I can try and get in with that one. It's a very impressive team. Kawhi Leonard not playing to do our workout. He's the biggest name and star here. Obviously, taking Toronto to the NBA Championship last year, so huge excitement of the Clippers about his arrival, but the fans are disappointed he's not playing. But Paul George had injured too, but they've still got a formidable team on the court.
What's the role of a chairman in a game like this, Hutchie?
Absolutely nothing, Tim.
what are you doing there?
Why aren't you back here then?
I've got a bunch of clients here, so we brought a few of our Melbourne United partners over for the game, and it's a great experience for the team. Like, to go come and play against the LA Clippers and Sacramento Kings at the start of your NBL season, and just the exposure that our players will get, our national television audience today, played around the country, and I guess watched in some parts around the world. It'll be really great for the players, good experience, test themselves against the best. No one gives us any chance, which is probably fair and reasonable, but a really good experience.
No, it's fantastic. But how does it impact on your home and away season? Like, we see the Phoenix again win on the weekend, and your boys are over there helping out the Bullets prepare. Oh, the Clippers, right?
Well, the team hasn't had a lot of time together, really, guys. So that's one of the good things about it, is they actually get to spend 4 to 5 days to get to know each other better. Weirdly, the pre-season was very interrupted with injury, and the Australian Boomers were away, and Chris Gordon wasn't around, and we've got a couple of imports that are still settling in. So that's been the best part of it from a team point of view. And I think for the greater good, like, one of the easy temptations is to get worried about your own team and worried about the local. We're going to make the game bigger and everyone benefits. So I think it's great that the NBL get this chance to play against the NBA teams. And it is a circus here. It's unbelievable. Even in the pre-season, the way they do it is unbelievable.
What sort of crowd is there, Hutchie?
It's probably about half full, Tim. I think if everyone knew Kawhi was playing, they would have been 2/3 to 3/4 full. He's going to be... Clearly, there's two teams in town now. The big takeout for me is the Clippers and the Lakers are both going to pull big crowds. Like, they're going to be two dominant teams. Kawhi and George are the same team at the LA Clippers. This is going to be a hot ticket in town, you can tell already. And, I'm pretty... I don't think anyone here is from Melbourne, so it'll be an interesting, good experience.
So the Lakers have always owned that town for such a long time, and I was reading somewhere where as soon as Leonard committed to the Clippers at the airport where you can buy all the merchandise, for the first time ever, Clippers merchandise was brought into those shops.
Yeah, they're cool. They got cool quick. it's a big basketball town at the best of times here. They both play in this venue in the Staples Center, but then you got Davis and LeBron together, and they've had a bit of a rough preseason, the Lakers, and then you got Kawhi's star. Let's look at his hands before. They're like Stuart Lowe's hands in the back of the day, times two. Unbelievable beasts of hands, and yeah, he's going to draw big crowds here, and he's a star. He's a winner. He's won twice. He won single-handedly last year, really. So I think it'll be a great contest between these two local teams here for the year.
And Hutchie, is the conversation still on there regarding the NBA and China and what they're going to do about that, or has it all died down now?
It's still massive. It's huge paranoia. Even in some of the game day notes, I read some commentary around what you can and what you should and shouldn't say. It's an incredibly delicate and sensitive issue that the NBA is really struggling to navigate a way through. And the TV rights being suspended in China in the preseason is unthinkable here. So, yeah, very delicate issue. Very delicate time in American sport all around. And it's one that will take some time, but I think, for everyone to navigate. But yeah, very much in the front of mind today still here at the game.
Enjoy yourself over there, Chairman. We look forward to catching up when you get back.
Don't miss that 6:30 news, guys. Hit it.
Melbourne United take on the LA Clippers at the Staples Center.